For many young girls, it's hard navigating middle and high school. There are cafeteria politics coupled with changing relationships among friends and family. It's also a time for body changes. And one group of young women say with all they have going on, the last thing they want to deal with are dress codes. I'm Lynn Hatter. It starts with an observation.
I'm Lakshmi Narayan, and sometimes I feel like it's kind of unfair, particularly to us girls. Like, the boys don't get much flack about their clothes and what they're wearing all the time. Like, they could wear shorts to school and they wouldn't care, but if girls wear shorts to school, and it's mostly about how these clothes are made, because if girl shorts were made like boy shorts, then we wouldn't have a problem.
And then there's this response from middle schooler Dana Smith.
I like to express who I am and how I feel. I have a right to do that as a U.S. citizen, and it is unfair for the schools to make us try to be all the same when we're really not at all.
Lakshmi and Dana recently came to the WFSU studios as part of the annual SciGirls Summer Camp. But the issue weighing heaviest on their minds is the dress code, specifically the way schools enforce it. The struggle is real. Leggings or jeggings, shorts or skirts, width of straps, length of shirt. And the older a girl gets, the more complicated these rules become. Yet boys are not held to the same standards.
I mean, boys, they don't really have a set dress code. And there's some boys who come to our school wearing these, like,
super short shorts.
They wore boxers.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
They came to our school wearing boxers.
Their boxers are not even, and they're these tiny, tiny shorts. And we're just like, well, they're wearing, like,
they were
nothing.
Super short.
Chubbies.
Yeah, chubbies. Like, it's like,
that's a thing.
That's what they're called. And they're, like, up to, like.
Oh, they wore muscle tanks.
These are high schoolers Isabella Augustine, Aaliyah Davis, Caitlin Nguyen, Sandhya Kumar, and Emma Bryson. In a recent blog post, the American Civil Liberties Union noted the dress code gender bias against girls. And Emma says her school has even gone so far as to separate the boys and girls specifically to lecture them on what not to wear.
We were talked to about in one of our classes, like, the boys had to be pushed out. And we were talked to about how the girls had to start wearing longer skirts.
Yeah.
Because because the boys couldn't control themselves if our skirts were too short.
But boys wear some short shorts at our school.
That's Aaliyah Davis. At issue for these young women is the way the schools enforce the dress code policies. All the girls who spoke agree on the need for rules. But Caitlin Nguyen says the way the policies are applied is often subjective and outright discriminatory. She says when a girl gets called out, it can be a hurtful and humiliating experience, one she's witnessed firsthand.
There are some skinny girls that they don't pay attention to, but there's, like, this bigger girl. And one day she just got off the bus, and the teacher that Sandhya was talking about was like, honey, I think you need to go change, like, go call your parents.
When it comes to dress codes, Emma Mikado, a Leon High School sophomore, says she sees stereotypes at play.
I think it's because of just gender stereotypes and body stereotypes. Like, if you have a certain build, you have to do a certain thing, or if you don't have that build, you can't do that. So if you're wearing certain clothes, but you don't look the same way someone else would wearing those same clothes, like you said, you would be punished differently or not be punished.
What I was listening to as a mom, because I've got three girls at home, and dress code, it is hard to find shorts that are long enough and straps that are wide enough.
Susan Garaki is a teacher who's now working as a guidance counselor. She admits what's considered fashionable often conflicts with school dress codes. Some policies ban logos on clothing, and there's one on nearly every stitch of it on the market. Even socks are subjected to the rules. But Garaki says despite the headaches and the complaints, those rules are in place for a reason.
As a teacher, I definitely want them. My motto is modest is hottest. I always teach that to my students, to my girls at home. Like, nobody wants to see everything.
The girls say they're not pushing to abolish the dress code, and they're certainly not out to show everything. But they want to be comfortable, and they'd like to see the rules enforced more fairly between girls and boys. After all, they say they really hate those chubby shorts boys wear, which Aaliyah Davis notes are way more than 3 inches above the knee. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.